The heartbeat of Bolito. 88 FM.
Absolutely. Friday, 7:30 a.m. And another perler of a day weather-wise on the KZN North Coast. The middle of winter. Not too bad. And another scorching day, no doubt, lined up at the Bolito Pro presented by O'Neill. We were broadcasting live from the sand yesterday. And one thing that really struck me was just the diversity of the crowd. You know, you get all the international accents and regional accents, obviously, from different corners of the country. And overhearing people thinking, wow, this would be such a cool place, you know, not just for holiday, but to come and live. And, well, the data says that more and more people are making that move. And if you're wondering, at this point in the year, 2026, what does the picture actually look like as far as the growth, the development, the movement to the KZN North Coast? Well, lucky for you, I happen to have a man with an informed opinion on all of these things. David Cameron, Pam Golding, Bolito franchise owner and principal, is in the studio. He's bought coffee. He's most welcome. On a Friday. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody.
Great to have you in the house, man.
Great to be here again.
And I wanted to pick your brain at this moment because we've got a lot of visitors in town, a lot of returning visitors and a lot of sort of new exposures to the KZN North Coast. And I think the picture has never looked better as far as, a place to live, work, invest. And we know that the North Coast property market has remained one of South Africa's strongest residential markets. From your perspective, what trends are you currently seeing in Bolito, Salt Rock, Sheffield, and surrounding areas? And what do these trends tell us about where the market's actually heading?
Yeah, it's a great question, and we get asked that regularly. But one of the biggest shifts I think we're seeing is that the North Coast is no longer viewed as a holiday destination. It's become a place where people want to live, work, and invest permanently. Mm. We're finding buyers nowadays are a lot more decisive in committing, and sellers are seeing a good return. I think prices are on the up. Lifestyle estates continue to outperform traditional suburbs. I think there's definitely something to be said about beachfront investment.
Yeah, it's always going to be a safe bet.
Yeah, I think those at the moment, those are very sought after. I think people are seeing a good short-term return on some of that holiday letting opportunities. So if you got in at the right time, you're doing really well. Mm. We're also starting to see a little bit more of a shift towards being a seller's market, which means that stock becomes a little bit scarce and the prices are on the way up. So that's obviously good if you're in the market to sell. Yeah. And buyers are making more informed decisions. You know, there's a bit more commitment. They're value driven rather than speculative. So it's good. I mean, we're 26% up on value. And we're pretty much on par on volume, which kind of gives you the idea that people are seeing a little bit more confidence in the area.
Wow, man. You see, these are the kind of insights that I'm looking for from someone who's really got his finger on the pulse. But I want to talk about opportunities, where the opportunities are lying. For someone looking to invest in property today, where do you see the greatest opportunities on the North Coast? And maybe are there particular suburbs, estates, or types of properties that are delivering the best long-term value?
Yeah, so investment properties on the beach, as I said, are kind of, in my opinion, a front runner. I think Airbnbs are seeing really, really positive returns. Zimbali has seemed to be making some positive resurgence. Yeah. Good value, good lifestyle, strong brand and facilities. Zimbiti definitely leads the way in terms of highest value of transfers, sort of tipping the 600 million rand mark, which is amazing. But I'm particularly excited to see areas that still have room to grow while benefiting from major surrounding investments. So things like states like Seton and Zululami are creating entire lifestyle ecosystems rather than just simply residential estates. And I think there's a big attraction for that.
That's definitely sort of trends with what else I've been hearing. And, you know, we've seen significant development across the North Coast over the past few years, and big stuff, you know, infrastructural investment. How are the new infrastructure projects, commercial developments, and lifestyle amenities influencing property values and, I suppose, buyer demand?
Yeah, property follows infrastructure. So every major investment into roads, schools, healthcare, shopping centers, hospitalities, that's all making the North Coast a more desirable place to live and ultimately supports long-term property values.
Yeah.
The up-and-coming Club Med development is creating international attention, which extends beyond tourism. They're off to an incredible start. I think if anyone gets a chance, they must go down and engage. I mean, really, it's amazing to think that that's on our doorstep.
Yeah. It's a live thing now.
Yeah, and I think they've done an incredible, clever thing with the Bush connection. You know, international markets will lap that up, and the more attention the North Coast gets, the better for all of us. I see Zimbali Lakes is. Recently collaborated with an international brand like Lamborghini. Yeah. so I think for us, the more spotlight that gets shone on this place, I mean, the better. So infrastructure, you know, it creates confidence and confidence drives property investment. So although I feel the commercial node still needs to play a little bit of catch up, because historically Bolito is spearheaded by residential. We need to see that commercial catch up, and then the residential will continue to follow, I think.
Well, hey, you're getting a perspective right here. If you're just catching this chunk of the chat, I'm in discussion with David Cameron, Pam Golding Bolito, franchise owner and principal. And Dave, many people are relocating from Gauteng and other parts of South Africa to the North Coast. It's a fact. Many people want to, based on what I was overhearing on the beach yesterday. What are the main reasons that buyers are really pulling the trigger and deciding to choose this region over the Western Cape, we'll say? And how has this migration influenced the local property market?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think there's a misconception, actually, what that actually means. But people are re-evaluating what success looks like. Many have realized that they can enjoy a better quality of life without sacrificing their careers. But the relocation that we see is not all from out of town. People coming from upcountry, Joburg, Nelspruit, wherever. It's actually on our doorstep.
Yeah.
We are seeing a lot more interest from the likes of Durban North, Mount Edgecombe, Mhlanga, making that semigration.
Okay. Just appeal. Up the highway.
Yeah. It's not a huge change, but it's a massive lifestyle change. Mm. You know, we've experienced that personally from a family perspective. My wife and I and two kids have recently moved into the area. And it's made such a difference. And people often ask me, how have you settled in? And I just, it's a way of life here that just really is inexplainable until such time as you do it. And then you realize you should have done it many years ago.
Well, if you're listening to this, if you are making that decision, if you're trying to line up the right opportunity for first time buyers or investors who may be considering purchasing property in the North Coast for the first time, what practical advice would you give a listener to ensure that they make a smart investment in today's market? Okay,
I think the key is to buy for the next 10 years, not for the next 10 months. So you need to understand why you're buying. Buy in areas with infrastructural growth. Buy for convenience, because we're seeing a lot of people use that as a sort of hierarchy of needs, as convenience and lifestyle. And then I would imagine work with a experienced local agent or agency with reputation and who's familiar with the area, because I think people are longing for that connection. And if you are working with a trusted agent and a trusted brand who's got your best interest at heart, well, then, you know, you should be making a very informed decision.
Well, there you go. You're getting it from a trusted agent, David Cameron, Pam Golding Bolito, franchise owner and principal, a trusted brand. I mean, Pam Golding doesn't get more trusted than that, really. And a man with a seriously informed perspective on the property market. If you're looking for a partner to guide you towards the smart investment on the property front, not just for the next 10 months, but for the next 10 years, you should be talking to Dave and the team. Dave, what's the best way for a listener to get in touch?
We're all over social. Our offices are at Sage Center in Salt Rock. And we're pretty easily contactable. Reach out to us on Instagram or just give us our office a ring, Pam Golding Bolito, and we'd be more than happy to guide and help and just connect.
Brilliant, man. Well, thanks for connecting with us on a Friday morning. Thanks for the coffee. And looking forward to connecting again for another radio chat again real soon, my friend.
Amazing.
What do you say?
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your Friday, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. But, hey, back to the music. Here's a local one from Will Lindley on your local station. 20 minutes to 8 on 88 FM. Turn it up. You keep